What's good? What's good? What's good? This your boy.
A motherfucking fresh.
And you already know what the fuck going on. Repping the 336. Shout out to the motherfucking city. But I'm residing here in the 602. Today we got my boy Jay motherfucking Reynolds in the building. What's good with your boy?
What it now do, man?
Yes, sir. You already know.
It's up now, nigga. It's up.
Let's go, man. What's been going on with you, boy?
Shit. God damn. You heard what you just shouted out the city, so you already know what type of town these boys on. They just trying to stay out the way, get his paper, take care of his family, everything other than that don't make sense.
Yes, sir. I feel that. Shit, motherfuckers always catching me lacking on the goddamn book, man. Sleep like a motherfucker, boy.
About that? Hey, I think it's something in them cigarettes, boy, if you have to
go. Hey, chill the fuck out, nigga.
Yeah, that shit got fentanyl in that motherfucker.
Chill the fuck out. Niggas be having me knock the fuck out, boy.
Boy, this nigga be shermed out of them hoes.
Hey, look, man, I need to get off them shits. No cap, though. I ain't even gonna lie.
For real, I'm gonna get you one of them little smokers patches for Christmas, my nigga. Real
shit. I need them shits ASAP, bro.
This bitch finna be chewing nicotine gum. Nah, you can't have this, dog. This ain't double, man.
You stupid, boy. Hey, but so what you think about the whole Dr. Dre and his wife getting caught stealing and the whole divorce shit, man?
I mean, personally, when you got a lot of money like that,
right,
you gotta already know that the people that surround you gonna be dipping their hands in the cheese. So he should already knew that she was setting up a little sideways for him. Now her, she would have never got caught if she won't try and be greedy. Motherfucker be being greedy. You would have just shut the fuck up, kept what the fuck you had, and took them minor figures, you'd have been straight. But then when motherfuckers get to looking at all the shit, where this went and that went, everything fell right back on her ass. This bitch was the same woman who just asked this nigga for 1 point something a month.
Yeah. That's
OD, nigga.
Exactly. Now, yeah, she was trying to ask for a damn court cost, which was equaling up to like $5 million.
Shorty asked for $1 million a month $100,000 a month towards entertainment.
Man.
How hard are you to entertain, motherfucker?
No.
100 bands, nigga.
For real. I'd have been like, bitch, you out your goddamn mind. You got me fucked.
I'd have been like, who do you think you are?
Nah, for real. Like,
who do you think you are?
Exactly.
Hey, God made 6 million motherfuckers. And ain't nobody pussy that good. Do you hear me?
Not one.
Not a single one, because if it was, hey, I'll be drinking a bath water right now.
Listen,
I ain't playing with you.
Look, you're preaching to the choir.
Hey, couldn't be me, man.
Hell nah, yeah, man. I would have had to get the hell
out. I be wanting to get my shit that I bought a bitch back after the breakup. The fuck you mean? I supposed to get me.
Hey, nah, for real, though.
Your ass and you ain't my girl.
Exactly. That shit totaling up to a lot, man. I'm going to need all that.
Shit, I'm still trying to get my goddamn Gucci back from the last jump. What you mean? You mean to tell me I got the vibe, Natalie?
Hey, look, I don't know petty as to pawning the, little Pandora bracelets. You know, them shits ain't worth nothing but $60. I'm going to need that on my...
If I would have bought my business Pandora bracelet, nigga, Ken, what?
Yeah.
Act funny if you fucking want to. That bitch right back at the goddamn store. I ain't finna play them tight game with your ass.
I got
fucking with the wrong one, baby girl. Baby girl, what be Simone say, baby? Baby girl. This ain't that. You ain't running off on me.
Nah, facts, for real though. But yeah, she was just completely out of pocket, man. That's crazy. That's like, man, you can't really never truly trust a person until you, but then even still, like, they done known each other for years and she done pulled some damn fuck shit like that. That's just, that's
see,
crazy.
One thing that I done always realized about people, my nigga, and it's probably because I was a sociology major in college. Y'all know I ain't never took school serious, but I actually liked going to this class. You feel me? And right. It was studying people. It was learning stereotypes. And it was learning how niggas move and why they move like that. Yeah, so right. What I done realized is everybody got a cost, everybody got a price, and everybody got a hidden agenda.
Right.
She was probably with bruh because she knew he was Dr. Dre. Because she knew what that nigga brought to the table. When bruh and they chemistry started going off, she said, he finna leave me. So I might as well goddamn go ahead and get this nigga for the...
Yeah,
facts. I might as well break the bank, bitch.
Yeah, facts. Go ahead and get...
Sorry, baby girl, it don't work like that. Yeah. What I told you, this ain't that. And it don't work like that, okay? It
definitely ain't that. Nah, for real.
You got them keys on the dope. You better leave them goddamn keys right there on the dope. I ain't playing with you.
I don't know. Man, I would have been pissed, but hey, but keep it hot. Dr. Dre definitely finessed her ass. Goddamn told her, what was the initial report that saying that they had a prenuptial agreement? Well, no, that they didn't have one. And then it came out that they did have one. Goddamn finessed the hell out of her ass. Her
if
ass.
Any, you want to know the truth? I tell you who the biggest finesse artist was, and he still had to come up off some money.
Who?
Michael motherfucking Jordan.
He did.
Everybody forget when Michael Jordan and his wife first was about to get a divorce,
right.
Michael reconciled and fixed everything.
Right.
Reason being is in the first initial agreement, Michael was going to have to pay her $900 million.
Oh, nah. Hell nah.
Mike got back with her. Mike switched up the paperwork, financial shit. That bitch walked away with $36
million. Damn.
$36 million is a lot of money, but bitch, it's not 900.
Right now, for real. I'd have been like, hell nah. 900 million? Man, he
would tell you something. 900, that bitch would have came up dead. Okay.
Not for real.
Nigga. D-O-A. Boots. You not finna what? Hell no.
Hey, look. Hey, yeah. I ain't
gonna lie. You not finna take my money and be spending it with the next nigga. Absolutely not.
Really not. Hell no. Nah. Man, hey, that shit, that man, that's gotta be, man, I'd be sick.
Nigga, I wish my bitch would pull up goddamn Ari and buy her nigga a car with my motherfucking money. I'ma tell you a secret. Soon as that motherfucker press push to start, that bitch is blown to smithereens. I'm gonna goddamn smoke this nigga boots. I got a car bomb waiting on your ass.
Like, bitch, you thought that's what it was, but it ain't.
This ain't that. This ain't
good.
Signed up for the wrong name, baby.
Nah, for real.
I know I look good to you in the picture and everything, but see, when you came with them playing-ass games, I'm going to have to smoke the boots.
And that's all that about these bitches is about these days, man. They want to make sure you got that bread, bro. Make sure they'll lie and say, oh, well, it's not necessarily about the money. Oh, yeah, all right. Stop playing with me, because you know you wouldn't be fucking with me if I ain't had that check now. Come on.
Listen, I would tell you the truth. Would you fuck with a broke bitch?
Man, hell nah. I ain't gonna lie.
Right, man, you know she ain't gonna want to fuck with a broke nigga. And the end of the day, a lot of times, we as a people and we in relationships, we be looking at shit way deeper than what it is. If a motherfucker just looked at their relationship and be like, all right, I'm going to do this motherfucker the way I want them to do me, shit'll really work.
Nah, for real. That's fine.
But where a lot of shit be fucking up is motherfuckers is okay with doing something to somebody that they don't want done in return to them.
Yeah.
It's simple as hell.
Right.
Nigga, you know how many times I done fucked somebody, girlfriend? Ooh, let a nigga try to fuck mine, though.
Hey, nah, for real.
Bitch, I'm gonna kill you! Swear to God, I'm going bananas. I'm fucking spazzing. You ain't shit, bitch. I swear to God, nigga. When I see you, nigga, you and him, nigga, I'm gonna bust it.
Man, it's up on God. Like,
hey, it's God. All cool. It's always cool for a motherfucker to cheat with you. Let a motherfucker cheat on you.
Ooh. Man, hell no.
Yeah. World War III in this motherfucker.
Hey, look, that's how it is, bro. Facts, definite facts.
Hey, I done been that nigga that done played bitches, and I done been the nigga that done got played too. That shit ain't no good feeling, man. I wouldn't wish that shit on nobody. Have a motherfucker sick as hell. Bitch, I can't eat. I ain't got you all day. I hate you.
Bro, I swear to God, bro, I just like, bro, I ain't even the like cheating type, bro. I didn't never really ever like stepped out like that before, but like Have I ever been cheated on? Hell no.
Ain't even gonna lie to you, brother.
For as much as I know it, by the way, but
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I had my days, man. Every dog has his day. And I damn sure had my goddamn day. But I also had my day of being that nigga that got, oh, what the hell do we have here? Like fucking like stepped out the car looking like goddamn I can't. Oh, there you go. That bitch stepped out the car looking like Dragon Ball Z, boy.
Wow, what that the bitch. Fuck? That bitch like that last airbender out this hole.
This motherfucker look like the last airbender. And you don't get your goddamn avatar. And that bitch I got a Kia Sorento. This nigga avatar drive a Kia. That boy say she.
That bitch
I'm trying to do it for the environment. I ain't finna play with y'all.
Man, that shit crazy. It's Halloween earlier on this whole
trip.
But shit, about to say, so what you think about going half in on bills for the relationships? And you already know where I got this shit from? From the motherfucking book via Jeff Walker. What's happening with you, baby?
Okay, the motherfucker, speaking of Jeff, nigga just hit me up talking about let go to the bar, get drunk. Shit, you paying for half these bitches' bills, bitch. You better be paying for every goddamn side. Since we talking like that, goddamn laptop.
Facts.
But for real, man, you asking the wrong nigga, cause shit, I ain't that nigga trying to holler cause I want some head, I want the bread anyway. So bro, for real, if I do meet you halfway, you getting the best thing you done got, you can get.
Right.
First and foremost, listen, if you stepping into the relationship and expecting somebody to come full force for you, my nigga, why are you in a relationship? If you can't do that shit by yourself, then don't try that shit when you got somebody.
Yeah, for real.
If you can't afford something with you when it's one-on-one, why the fuck you gonna try to bring that shit into the next person's life?
Yeah, exactly. That's just
if
like,
if I move with you, you move with me, bitch, meet me halfway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've also been that nigga that's also told my girl that I would never ask you for more than a certain total a month.
Right.
That's different. So if I'm gonna meet you half, that's cool. If I don't, the best thing I get is, yo, give me $400, you won't go over 400 this month.
Right.
I make some shit shake with that. But right. for the most part, a lot of females and niggas in general, a lot of people in general jumping in a relationship and expecting to be taken care of.
Right.
And that shit ain't mandatory. Right. Bitch, I ain't signed up for that. I already got a dog. The fuck I want another one for? Hell nah.
Like,
at least the difference between my daughter and the difference between you, right. Shit. I buy both y'all shit. Whoopie right. Whoop. I provide for both y'all. You know what I'm saying? I put food in your mouth, clothes on your back. But if I tell that little motherfucker to shut the fuck up and I smack the shit out of her, shit, that's just what it is. If I tell you to shut the fuck up, I smack the shit out of you, I'm be gone on Sycamore Street. You feel me? That nigga, I'm gonna fuck around and do 5 to 10. Fuck with your ass. I ain't got time for it. Nope. Cause some of y'all bitches be goddamn loose with them cheeks and be ready to have a nigga mollywop your ass.
Right.
And he gonna be mad.
And still be expecting a little check after.
And still be
expecting.
I done had a bitch call the jailhouse on me, send me to jail, come pick me up, and pay for my bond with my money.
Oh, no.
Well, damn, bitch, what the fuck was the point? You know, if this all you wanted, you could have got this money at the house.
Matter of fact, that's your allowance for this week. Matter of fact.
You done smoked your own boots. You done smoked your own boots, baby. Little did you know.
Exactly. Like, you
little did you know, you better not ask me. You better not even think about asking me to buy your ass something to eat this week. Bitch, eat this goddamn police report.
No,
eat this fucking police report. I ain't been playing with you.
Because your allowance
is that motherfucker give you some strength.
Facts. Man, yeah. I mean, I've done the, you know, living together situation and shit like that before, of course, obviously. But, man, that whole paying that 100% shit, I used to be like that, bro. But, like, now, fuck no. Ain't no way. If you can't pay your, if you can't, like, pull your own half, like.
If you can't pull your own weight, what the fuck you need me for? You looking for me to be a crutch.
Exactly. Like, That's too much. Like, bitch, but bitches always gotta, they always expect us to do the same. Like,
but see, it's a difference. It's a difference because I'm a realist. Everybody know that. I also been that nigga that ain't happy.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I also been that nigga that ain't happy. So when I came, it was like, shit, I can give you what I got, but it ain't what you expecting.
Right, right.
But
right.
That nigga down the street gonna get your ass. That nigga down the street gonna pay your bills and drink your bath water. Right. I ain't with that. This ain't that. You know what I'm saying? I could get you half. And I could dick you down. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I can help you with that. Right. But shit, when I was in that situation, bro, everybody go through shit. Everybody falter. You know what I'm saying? Right. We all, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is trying to make it. Everybody evolve at their own rate. We trying to falter. But this is the disconnect in situations like that. You have to, and I repeat, you have to. You have to, you have to, you have to be appreciative.
Right.
You have to be appreciative. When somebody is doing something for you and somebody's going balls to the wall for you, you have to understand that they don't have to do that.
Right, exactly.
And when you in a situation like that, it go from, oh, okay, I can't be financially supported to this person, so let me take care of the little things. Let me be a master at the little things. If I'm paying all the bills, there's no reason why I should come home and I should be wondering what the fuck I'm gonna eat.
Exactly.
There's no reason why I should come home and the crib not be clean.
Right.
There's no reason I should go lay down at night unless it's that 1 week out of the month that you're on your period and I'm horny as hell. It should be none of those things.
Right. And then they...
I'm providing you, not only am I providing you a roof, I'm providing you a comfortable roof.
Right, exactly.
And you're living comfortably.
Yeah. Not for real, though.
I'm just saying, I done live with two girls.
Yeah.
The one I just broke up with and then the one before. I lived with two girls before. Yeah. Me personally, it'll never happen again unless she's my wife.
Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore, bro. I'm good on it.
But even with my wife, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The best thing you can do is understand yourself.
Right, right, right.
To know yourself is the best fucking thing you can do. I know my temper. I know my triggers. I'm telling you now, even if I get a goddamn wife, we can't live together unless I got a spare room. Unless I got a spare room.
Nah, for real though.
Real spill. That's my spare room.
Right.
When you getting on my motherfucking nerves,
yep.
I'm going to my spare room.
Right, nah, for real.
And I don't want to be interrupted when I'm in my spare room.
Nah, fact.
It might be all types of shit going down in my spare room. I might escape to my spare room to watch the game.
Yeah.
I might escape to my spare room, smoke my own personal blunt. Hell, I might escape to my spare room and beat my goddamn dick. Bitch, I don't want to be bothered by you, okay? Let me be. This is my room for a motherfucking reason. That's the only way it's gonna work, man.
Hey, nah.
Nah. Real spill. Right now, I don't have that room. When I was living with my old lady, I ain't had that room. I just called that motherfucker the bathroom. And I see you later. I'm going to the bathroom. I don't want to be bothered. This motherfucker been in the bathroom 36 hours. Damn right. I ain't coming out this motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Be in that bathroom for a good ass minute, boy.
Bitch, come in the shower. Baby, why you in the shower so long? God damn it. I'm washing my ass, okay? God damn, leave me alone. I'm just enjoying the goddamn life, brother.
To the stove, man. Take the long route to the stove when your bitch getting on your nerves, bro. For real. I know how it is, brother.
Shit, I remember one time I went to Chick-fil-A. It's Sunday. I told my bitch I'm going to Chick-fil-A. She like, it's closed. I said, I know. I'm sitting to this motherfucker open. I ain't trying to be bothered, goddamn. I'm sitting this motherfucker till it over, goddamn. I see your ass tomorrow.
I'm a fool with you.
And look, when I come back tomorrow, I'm going to bring you a biscuit. Yeah, I'm bringing you something that you're going to enjoy. You're going to know what the fuck I mean. Yeah. I ain't even going to disrespect you like that because you're still a representation of me. Get on my goddamn nerves, but I'm going to look out. I'm going to try.
Exactly. You know how they get when you eat without them. But you ain't bringing nothing back.
She, if you don't eat, when you eat without your bitch, you would have thought you took the car, came back with that motherfucker on E,
man,
put the gun to her head, robbed her for her phone, her purse, everything. Bitches be mad as hell, like, nigga, did you eat without me? Yes, bitch, I did.
I did.
I was fucking hungry, okay?
Didn't
know what you was gonna do.
And then when you at the dinner table with them, they want some of your shit too.
That ain't shit. Cause yeah, you're talking about shit that happened when we get to the motherfucking food. Bitch, if I ask my bitch what the fuck the bitch want, that motherfucker don't know.
I hate it.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
That shit is like an SAT question to these hoes.
Man,
What the fuck? Bitch, you got 4 options. God damn it. And then every time it's, you know what, baby, I think we should get, I don't really. God damn it, you know what the fuck you want then. It ain't that.
Exactly.
This ain't that.
Oh, I think I want this.
Women in general, man, listen, you love them, but you hate them.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can't, listen, I tell you now, I can't, hey, why you think I don't do nothing ridiculous in these streets?
No.
I want to learn how to scam too. But they give the scammers jail time, nigga. You feel me? It's a couple niggas that I want to murder, nigga. I want to put them in the castle. But guess what? They giving niggas jail time. And the difference between me and these niggas,
right,
if I can't get no pussy, I don't want it. I ain't fucking with it.
Facts.
Why the fuck I want to go spend the next 15 years in jail, nigga?
Man, listen, one time I went
to jail. Nigga, what?
I went to jail for one weekend. Very embarrassing.
Oh, reason. You went to jail for a weekend, nigga. I went to jail for a week. When I say my motherfucking castle so motherfucking big, bitch, I'm pacing back and forth across the goddamn floor. Like, get me out of here.
I didn't use the bathroom. I didn't pee. I didn't take a shit in that motherfucker. Bro,
why? Like, why the fuck I'm finna take a piss and shit and I got to stare at the rest of you motherfuckers? First off, that's fucking disgusting, okay? I don't wanna fucking do that. Put a fucking door on the bathroom at least, man. Give a nigga some privacy.
Man, and niggas was just doing it with no hesitation. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Oh yeah, I can't stay in this motherfucker. Man,
I was in jail not even 48 hours before I got in the fight.
Mm-mm. Bruh.
And I ain't even no boxer. I ain't even no hood ass nigga. I beat your murder. That ain't me. Let me tell you the story. So I'm in that motherfucker chilling. You know, first off, it's cold than a motherfucker in there, okay?
Word.
And these niggas give me a paper thin ass blanket. That motherfucker was so goddamn cold. So then, you know, I'm in Texas with it, you know, so right, it's all types of motherfuckers in Texas.
Right.
So, you know, I hear niggas come in, I hear the nigga get all, he real loud and shit, but I'm laying down. You know, I'm like, I'm under the cover. It's cold as hell. I'm like, you know, I ain't getting up under the cover until, you know what I'm saying, until they brought food out. I don't want that shit. I'll be out of here soon. I ain't eating, nigga. I ain't eating for real. I don't want that shit. So goddamn, I slide the tray.
Right.
Mexican dude in that motherfucker, they give him his tray. He talking about, hell no, I don't want this shit. I don't want this shit, man. This is not even what I want. So bruh, they still tell bruh, like, nah, my nigga, you gotta eat that shit.
Right.
Bruh takes his tray and he throws his tray.
Oh, nah.
Why the fuck the tray hit me? Out of every motherfucker in the tray, the tray got to hit me. So bruh, I'm like, shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he in here with his cousins and shit.
Right.
They jumped the fuck out of my head, but at the same time, I don't know how long I'm finna be in here.
Right.
I can't just let a nigga throw his tray at me. Then they gonna thank this nigga from North Carolina, bitch ass nigga. They gonna be trying to take my meal the whole time. I said, all right. So, you know how you brainstorm with yourself. Right. I'm up under the cover. I'm like, when I come out this motherfucker, I'm gonna be his ass. So I'm like, I'm gonna count to three. What? Yeah! Nigga, I got that motherfucker. I got them. Yeah! Right. Gotta pop this shit. Hit that bitch about 3-4 times. God's coming there to slam me like I'm the initiator and shit.
Right, right.
I got a big ass knot on my head. These motherfuckers take me out my prison clothes and put me in the goddamn crazy nigga straight jacket and shit. Hell yeah, man. My mug shot was taken in a straight jacket, nigga.
Oh, hell no.
My mama said, Jeremy, did you tell him you was gonna kill yourself or something? I said, nah, motherfucker, but I was about to kill somebody else in that shit. I was finna smoke me a Mexican. My mama finna goddamn.
Nah, no, for real.
Take him up.
Man, I went to jail one time, man, and it was for, I mean, I'm gonna go ahead and tell y'all the reason. Like, so the reason was for driving with revoked license.
Mm-hmm.
Shit was this fucking. So I go up in the motherfucking jail. I was like, damn, I'm really about to go to jail for the first time. So I was like, shit, fuck it, whatever.
Hold on, they left you in jail for a week for that?
No, it was for a weekend because it was on fire.
Oh, I'm about to say.
Yeah, I was going up to Chapel Hill to go, you know, fuck with the freaks and shit like that or whatever. So I got arrested, I walked in there. I seen this nigga banging on the damn wall as soon as I walk in. I was like, oh yeah, this is crazy.
Same place
like,
me.
Man.
Same place me, Bob.
Bro, the motherfucker. Then I asked one of the niggas in there. I was like, what is Brian here? It was like murder. I was like, murder? Oh no, I gotta get out of here. Instant.
Oh, your fucking cellmate was a murderer?
Yeah, bro. I was nah, like this can't be happening. Like, nah, I gotta get up out of
this. This ain't that.
Nah, for real. So Monday come rolling around, you know, the first appearance and shit like that. I walk up in there, they had me on a little TV screen in the courtroom. I looked on the damn TV monitor and shit. I looked in the background, I was like, oh, there go my mama. Oh shit, how did she even find out? Dude, my mama, okay, she was in the motherfucking audience. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Who done told my mama?
Oh, your mama was in the audience?
Bro, my mama was in the audience, bro. So I'm
like, that's real.
You're not for real, though. I was like, so I got up out of there. And then I was like, yeah, I'm going back to Greensboro. She like, no, you're not. No, you're not. You coming, you staying in Raleigh. I'm like, damn. She got
I wish the fuck. I wish the fuck I would have got locked up and could have seen my goddamn mama.
Hey, nigga, I ain't gonna lie.
I got locked up and was playing Russian roulette with bitches in my phone. Like, please come get me. Please. I'll do anything. Please. But shit, it worked, though. It worked.
Oh, for real.
When they finally let my black ass out, I had two bitches in that motherfucker. Yeah. I said, now, which one of you motherfuckers am I gonna go with?
Nah, for real. That would have been the
same. One of them had my car, and the other one had the bond money. I went to the bonder. Going to the bonder. You
yes,
drop my car off down the street, bitch. I get that shit.
Nah, for real. I'll pick my shit up later. Fuck.
I'll pick that bitch up. Look, I'll pick the car. I'm going to pick myself up before I pick that goddamn car. Get me out of here.
Facts.
I'm ready to get the fuck ASAP. Because I was in two words. Big house. I ain't got time for that shit. I ain't got time for that shit.
Big motherfucking house. Like, hell nah. Get me the fuck up out of this motherfucker, man. Hell nah.
I'm in jail in the middle of Texas, bruh.
Yeah, that's...
I'm in jail in motherfucking Dallas, Texas. First 48 capital of the world.
Oh, yeah.
See, I ain't no bitch, but I will feel a lot more comfortable in North Carolina jail over Texas jail, okay? Nah,
for real, I bet, nigga. It's shit.
I'm gonna walk in North Carolina jail and I'm gonna find somebody I know.
Right, definitely.
Hey, nigga, if this nigga try me, we gonna throw them hoes together.
Nah.
In Texas, I was in that motherfucker like, if y'all try me, friend, just bro. Let it be one, please.
I ain't trying to be locked up on Sycamore, though. That's I've heard some stories about that motherfucker, though.
I'll tell you the truth. Y'all ever see me do, y'all ever see my name come up on Crime Stoppers? Y'all go ahead and call them folks back and say, nah, I just seen that nigga do the same thing in two states over. Cause I'm going fence, bitch. I'm going to the club fence. You will never, ever see me in a county jail or a state penitentiary. Bitch, police. I don't have that in me. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that shit, yeah. Crazy as fuck, bro.
I ain't built like that.
Hell nah.
Because there was a lot of motherfuckers that I ain't like growing up, and I talk shit. Fact. Them motherfuckers is doing life.
Right.
They ain't got shit to lose. They gonna be waiting for me.
Yeah, hell nah, man.
There goes pretty boy ass.
Hey, but shout out to the motherfucking Lakers, man. Shout out to
the Lakers. LeBron James. That's all that matters.
Man. Oh, man, you one of them. So
I just fought with Bron. See, listen.
Wherever he
let
at,
me explain to you.
Listen,
it really hurt. It really hurt for me to cheer for the Lakers.
Right.
I'm going to be real with you. Because anybody that knows me knows my favorite basketball player of all time.
Right.
My GOAT is Allen Iverson.
Hey man, that's he's not better than Kobe.
And when people talk about GOATs, let me go ahead and nip it in the bud. When you make the conversation of a GOAT, you talking to somebody that really did this sport shit.
Right.
The reason why my opinion on who is a GOAT and what a GOAT is different from everybody else's is because me, I understand that it's bigger than the game.
Right.
Anybody can go out there and make a couple shots. Anybody could go out there and do this and do that and be a phenomenal athlete. But what did you bring to the game outside of the game? What did you bring to change the community? What did you bring to change the world?
Right.
Now, I might catch a lot of heat for saying this, but realistically, you tell me this. I'm going to give you four names.
Right.
Four names that play basketball. And I'm going to tell you to remove one of them.
Mm.
But don't remove them for what they did on the basketball court. Remove them because basketball being a GOAT is what you did all around.
Right.
How iconic you are, what you did to change the game.
Right.
So here are my four names. Michael Jordan, Allen Iverson, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant.
Well, I was finna say, boy, you got me fucked up.
Who do you remove as a GOAT?
Well, it can't be LeBron. Mike. I think Kobe's done more like for the game than Mike has. I mean, Mike was just a great, outstanding player.
Okay, I can respect that.
Right.
But here's my rebuttal to that. Kobe is Michael Jordan 2.0.
But you're saying like
we can both attest to that.
Yeah, right. But you talking about on the court?
Talking about on the court, off the court. Just listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
The reason why the one person that has to stay is Michael is because none of them other guys would have been what they were without Michael.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See, man, I get that. Yeah.
He influenced the game. He's a huge influencer.
Gotcha.
Allen Iverson is a GOAT because how many short niggas, many niggas from the hood was making it to the league?
Not fast.
How many niggas felt like they had an opportunity to make it to the league? Fast. Allen Iverson took any and everybody and made them feel like they had a chance to be somebody epic. Anybody that looked like me.
Facts. Definitely.
Nigga was tatted up. Nigga was short as hell.
Yeah.
Nigga had cornrows. And nigga did it his way.
Right. Definitely.
That's why he is a GOAT to me. Because he didn't let nobody change him. And the motherfucker was a straight dog.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
He influenced you with what he did on the court. But when you looked at him off the court, you was like, damn.
Right.
This nigga look like the nigga that be right up the street on MLK.
Right.
So from there, LeBron James can't be changed because since 2003, he's been that nigga.
Yeah, he's on and off the court.
He's never faltered off. LeBron James came into the league with so much expectation, and regardless of what the fuck y'all want to say about his ring total, about what he did, about how many losses he has, he's exceeded expectation by a mile.
Right, definitely.
Kobe Bryant, to me, don't get me wrong, I respect his game more than a lot of people do, and they're fans of him.
Right.
I hated the dude.
Right.
But I hated the dude not for what he did on the basketball court.
Mm.
I hated the dude for the man that he was off of the court. He's a great father. He's a real man. But Kobe ain't no real nigga.
Oh, yeah. I get what you're saying.
He's not a real nigga.
Yeah, I get what you're saying now.
He a green nigga.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And think about this. If we hooping and we got a squad.
Right.
And I'm talking all my niggas as dogs.
Right.
But this nigga starts snitching on me and throwing me under the bus because he get caught up. How this gonna make you feel?
Facts. Yeah.
That was my whole thing. Once that shit hit the fan, I was like, nah.
Right.
He ain't my type of guy.
Right. Now I definitely see what you're saying now.
He, Kobe. You know, if you're doing Kobe shit, that nigga Jeff.
Yo, what the fuck?
That was a Kobe comment. When he said he was going to pay all that bitch rent shit, that was a Kobe comment.
Yeah, definitely.
But Kobe got caught up in what Kobe do. Kobe went and got a goddamn $1.7 million.
Right. Like, hell no.
If it was up to me, bitch, I'm Kobe. Bye. Bye. I have another one of you.
Right.
For 1.7 cent, bitch. Right. This is what you mean. I'm finna go recruit a motherfucker. I'm finna play college recruit. I'm finna go to goddamn Barbados and grab a bitch that the world has never seen before.
Right.
Girl, do you wanna keep living inside of this shack? Or do you wanna come home with a Mac? Let's talk that bring your ass.
Super boy. Hey man, look, man, I definitely appreciate you coming on the show. Man,
I love my
podcast. I definitely appreciate you, brother.
It was love. When you told me to hop on, I said, man, I ain't doing that. I would love to come talk some shit with my boy.
Right.
And get this shit going, because guess what? It's up, bitch.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I appreciate you, boy. I'm going to hit you up for sure. Hey, I'm going to come home, and you already know we're going to tee up, boy.
Oh, yeah, you already know. Just hit my line, man. You know where I'm at.
Yes, sir.
And of course, I definitely appreciate you guys for rocking out with me again. Oh yeah, it's definitely up each and every Saturday at 3:00 Eastern Standard Time, Carolina Zone. A motherfucking fresh.